Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to The Real Side with Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina tonight. How is everybody? It's the second hour on a Wednesday evening, and if you are joining us in the Facebook room, hi, folks in Facebook room, and if you're listening to us across 52 stations across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem radio networks, hi, folks, wherever you may be, in your car, in your living room, doing some fun things in the garden. You listen, the whole idea is on these types of shows is to have a discussion, to talk about the issues of the day that may not be getting the kind of play that we would hope that the media will carry, and share with you the stories and share with you the discussion points that I think that a lot of people in mainstream media today want to ignore. My name is Dave Sussman. I am the host of a show called Whiskey, Politics, and America's Voice Live on a television station called America's Voice News. If you're not getting America's Voice News, you can download it. You can actually get the app. Get it for your phone. Get it for your Roku or your Amazon or your Apple TV or, you know, one of those other fangled things as well. And you can also find us at americasvoice.live. And I'm really happy to be sitting in the chair for Joe. You can give us a phone call at any time and give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So in the last hour, we were talking about the congressional, the discussions about who is going to take Congress in 2020. And we had Michael Bloomberg Jr., who was talking about the Trump rally, the Trump 2020 tour I'm going to be speaking at next Saturday on the 28th of September. And the whole idea for us was to actually have a discussion about whether or not the Republicans can take back the House of Representatives. And if you remember all that long time ago, we go all the way back to 2016 and then 2018. 2016, Donald Trump won the White House. He had a Republican Congress, Paul Ryan, remember that guy? We had a Republican Senate, Mitch McConnell, still majority leader. But in 2018, we lost the House to Nancy Pelosi, who, for the second time in her lifetime, and I was just saying in the break with Cody, whatever your opinion is of Nancy Pelosi, you can't take away the fact that she is a brilliant tactician. You do not become Speaker of the House twice in a lifetime without doing so. And she took the House back. Unfortunately for America, and I think I'm going to say, put this out there right now, unfortunately for the Democratic Party, she has allowed the extreme left to, in fact, monopolize and just suck up the energy from the Democratic Party for the leftist, progressive, socialist direction that they are taking. And they are saying things on a daily basis that they're not going to be able to get away from in 2020. And I strongly think that with America, most of America, right of center, moderate, left of center, nobody is that extreme. You got the 10% on the extremes, and you got 80% around the middle, 40% around the left, 40% around the right. And people are scared to death of what they're hearing right now. But Nancy Pelosi was asked her prediction for 2020, and here's what she thinks is going to happen in the election results.
Not necessarily favor that camp. Is there a way to rein people in? Is there a way to say, listen, we're not going to bring that in the House?
Well, when we win, and I anticipate that we will win the House and hopefully win the Senate and certainly win the White House, But in the course of all of that, let's use our energy to have health care for all Americans. And that involves over 150 million families have health care through the private sector, through insurance companies. And we don't want to empower insurance companies, but we want to empower. Now, what the Affordable Care Act did, it not only expanded health care to 20
okay.
million.
So she says this every election cycle. Most of the time she's been wrong, but she has been right, and she was right in 2018. She says that Democrats are definitely going to take back the House. Okay, so she thinks not only are Democrats going to maintain the House of Representatives, but there's a strong chance that they can take back the Senate. Folks, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen, all right? The Republican map definitely favors Republicans in 2020. In fact, Republicans may gain a couple of seats in the Senate. And she thinks that they're going to take back the White House. With whom, Nancy? One of these candidates that your guys are putting out there right now that essentially wants to turn America on its head and turn it into a poor man's version of Venezuela? With whom? In fact, the usually uber-liberal denizens of Wall Street disagree with you. Wall Street, according to Alec Young, Managing Director of Global Markets Research at FTSE Russell, went on the Squawk Box today, and he said that, Wall Street predicts that Trump's going to win. Why? Because people vote with their pocketbook, Nancy. And guess what? Unemployment across all demographic measures is at the lowest point it's ever been. Black, Latino, female, Asian, the list goes on and on and on. Everybody's got more money in your pocket, and if you don't have more money in your pocket, you've got more opportunity to get a job today than you ever have in your lifetime. And that's how people vote. That's why people will probably turn the House back, because they're looking at this class, this squad that is speaking for the Democrats and wanting to lead America down some communist socialist hole. These people have no idea how economics work. And people with normal lives that are not mired in this, all this political stuff every single day, they get it. Common sense prevails in the United States. And while you may not like his tweets and while you may not like some of the things that he says, you certainly like the economic results. You certainly like the results around the world regarding national security. You certainly like him trying to strengthen the border. So we're going to have Deanna Lorraine, who is running against Nancy Pelosi in 2020, up after the break. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. Don't go away. This is going to be a great interview.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts. Preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
And welcome back to The Real Side. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe again, and it is always a pleasure sitting in the chair for what I think is one of the great radio shows across the country on 52 stations on the GCN Salem Radio Network. And you can also check us out on Facebook, as there is always a great conversation. Hey, Facebook friends, how are you? If you want to give us a call, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. And as you've been hearing my rants over the past hour and 15 minutes or so, I've been talking about the, you know, essentially whether or not Congress can switch back to the red in 2020. And as we just talked about with Nancy Pelosi, again, I will give her credit. Whatever your opinion is of her politics, you have to give her credit for being a strong tactician. You do not become Speaker of the House twice in one lifetime without being smart. But is it an opportunity now with 2020 happening next year and the left pushing as far as they are right now to socialism and communism in effect? Is there an opportunity to take her out and replace her with a strong conservative in the city of San Francisco? Well, that one strong conservative is on the line with us, Deanna Lorraine, candidate for the 12th District. And she is a friend. She's been on the show, Whiskey Politics. And we're going to be speaking together next week at the Trump rally in Burbank, California. Welcome, Deanna. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. So first of all, let me just say this, that you just got interviewed by the Daily Wire, and that's an article that just came up. You can find it on dailywire.com. You are a relationship expert, a political commentator, a conservative activist, and you are an author of Making Love Great Again, The New Road to Reviving Romance and Winning at Relationships. Wow. I mean, a great cross-section. And from the standpoint, and I want to get into in our second segment with you, I want to, you know, the war of men and talk a little bit about that. But right now, you are a GOP challenger to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in California's 12th Congressional District. Talk to us a little bit about not just running against Nancy Pelosi, but why you want to run in such a liberal district like that. And what are some of the changes that you'd like to see in California?
Well, you know, I just saw where the country is going and where the district is going. It continues to go downhill. And I've been so frustrated with how the Democratic leadership headed by Nancy Pelosi is affecting our country, our morale. And I want to get to the bottom of this. And yes, it's a very blue district, the California's 12th district. But we can see, you know, I believe that the country's problems are really stemmed from the Democratic leadership. You know, it is going into full-blown communism. And even actually some of the, we can get into it later, but some of the liberal, the Democratic challengers to Nancy Pelosi are saying that she's not far left enough. So that's pretty scary. But somebody has to challenge her. Someone has to hold her accountable. Someone has to hold them accountable for their crimes and what they're doing to America. And I don't believe that she's had a very good, credible, conservative challenger in the last decade, at least. It's time for a change. It's time for conservatives to show that we are here, that we're not going to be defeated or intimidated by a strong blue district and by a political beast like Nancy Pelosi. These issues are important to us, and these values of us, they're worth fighting for. So that's what inspired me to run. I just feel like I have a strong message. I know that we have to fight. It's going to be an uphill battle, but I'm ready to take on the challenge, and I think I'm the right woman for the job.
Yeah. I think, you know, listen, when we take a look at what is happening in today's politics, it's unlike anything I've ever seen, and this is the age of Trump that we live in. A zero experienced non-politician actually wins the presidency of the United States. And so,
right, how about that?
You're taking a look at the entrenched liberal, essentially this stronghold that they have on these cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles, and you see it across the country and other cities as well, where all of these cities are basically crumbling. You're seeing in the city of San Francisco, obviously needles in the streets, massive rampant homelessness, poop apps that are now required so you don't step into human feces. Do you think people have woken up in the city of San Francisco and realized that this blue city governance just isn't working?
A lot of people have woken up, absolutely, and they're hungry for a change. But in a very scary way, the ones that are on the left, that are firmly on the left, a lot of them are very brainwashed by these policies and by Nancy Pelosi's government. And they're so focused on socialism and socialism being good. And, you know, they're living in, a lot of them, these gate-guarded high-rise mansions, and they're not actually dealing with the real problems. They're wanting to look away from them. They're wanting to ignore them. And that's why I feel that, you know, this is sort of the new school of politics and government. Trump wasn't a politician, but he won the presidency against all odds. And then we have AOC, who, like her or hate her, she was a bartender. And now she's a very outspoken member of Congress, but she never had any political experience. And I think the people that are going to make the most difference now are the ones that actually care about Americans. There are people that are ordinary Americans that are in the trenches with other Americans dealing with these problems head on. right? And we're living with the problems. We're seeing the feces on the floor and having to step on them on the way to get our Starbucks in the morning. Those people like Nancy Pelosi, these career politicians, have been locked up in their gate-guarded mansions for years. They're so out of touch with real Americans. I don't even know when the last time Nancy has actually been in her own district. She spends hardly any time in there. But it is time for, you know, real ordinary Americans to actually step up to the plate, because that's what I think where we're going to see this change. California has taken such a downward dive, as you know. San Francisco has gotten so much worse. I'm just going to put a stat out there. You know, there's been about $300 million put into the homelessness situation in San Francisco. But yet, San Francisco has seen a rise in homelessness of 17% since 2017. Okay? Where is that money going? What are they doing with it? I don't know, but they're certainly not helping the actual homeless situation. They're not helping the people of the district.
Let me ask you about this, because Trump just did a tour of Los Angeles and San Diego. He had some fundraisers out here as well. But he also talked about what is going on in the state of California. And his Council of Economic Advisors just released a report blaming decades of misguided and faulty policies for putting too many restrictions on development and causing home prices to rise to unaffordable levels. We got a minute left before the first break here. How do you address that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. The reason why we have homeless is because there's a lack of affordable housing. And the reason why we lack affordable housing is because, you know, really the city's elites and its uber rich have conspired to stop it. They're the ones that are singing the not in my backyard chorus. And they're really a cartel that limits the housing supply, that raises the value of their mansions and allows them to profit from the homeless. So it's really time to call out these people behind this cartel, as I'm going to call them that. It's a cartel that's forced these homeless people on the streets. And it's time to dismantle this very anti-housing cartel, which profits off the misery of San Francisco and L.A.'s homelessness.
Okay.
You know, this is something that I'm going to address.
Right. Let's talk about this after the break. We got Deanna Lorraine. Yeah. She's running against Nancy Pelosi in Congressional District 12. That's San Francisco. And we got a lot more coming up after. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has hit Iran with new sanctions as retaliation for those weekend attacks on the Saudi oil production facilities.
He says the evidence still points to Iran as the culprit, and he's weighing the U.S. response.
There are many options, and there's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that, and we'll see. We're in a very powerful position.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says Iran is intentionally attacking the world economy.
This attack on the oil refinery, by any reasonable definition, is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
You know what? We're going to sit here and we're going to play some Stray Cats, I think, for the rest of the evening. A little rockabilly. Dave Sussman in the chair here, Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And it is a blast. We're having so much fun talking politics. We're talking Congress and whether or not we can take back the House in 2020. Well, one of the individuals that is definitely working hard to make that happen is Deanna Lorraine. She is running for Nancy Pelosi's seat in Congressional District 12, that is San Francisco. And Deanna, let me ask you a question just point blank. How does somebody coming from really no, and we briefly talked about this, no political experience go up against maybe the most powerful woman in Democrat politics today?
You got to be a little crazy, right? But so I'm either crazy or I have a calling, right? And or maybe a little bit of both, but I do feel that I have an important message. Nobody has challenged Nancy in a serious way. She needs to be challenged. I have the background, you know, despite not being in Congress before, not holding office before, what I'm great at is building relationships in the community. I am great at listening to what our constituents want, what people want. I'm great at understanding the problems and figuring out how to fix them. I'm also great at being an American citizen and knowing how the problems are affecting me personally. And I can speak to that. I can actually help people because I'm in the trenches side by side with these people. I haven't been, out of touch for the last 20 years. And as I said before, you know, there is a lot of people now running for Congress that have never had any political experience before. And just like Trump, I think that the new wave, the new school of Congress people and government is going to be people who are actually in the trenches with other Americans and that care. I care so much about this country that I am not willing to let it go down in flames without a fight. I'm just not. I'm not going to let it be engulfed by socialism. And I just care that damn much. So political experience or care and passion for the country, I say care and passion for the country is what's going to win.
Well, care and passion for the country is going to be definitely helpful for you. But where can people find you so that they can support you and your candidacy?
Yeah, please go to deannaforcongress.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-A for congress.com. You can see all my the platform in detail. You can see a little bit about me, my videos, and what I'll be championing when I beat and unseat the Wicked Witch of the West.
You talk about bold and extraordinary measures that need to be taken. Before the break, we were talking about the rampant homelessness that we're seeing up in San Francisco and in Los Angeles and other blue cities around the country. What are those bold measures that need to be taken to address these issues? Which, listen, Trump came to California the past 2 days, and the only thing that Gavin Newsom requested from him is more money. They've thrown hundreds of billions of dollars at this problem, and it's only gotten worse. What needs to be done instead?
Right, exactly. The number one thing, first of all, is we actually have to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to throw money at it and not really care about where the money goes, or they want to ignore it. So we absolutely have to deal with it. It is a crisis. We have to do an inventory also of who are these people on the streets? Who are these homeless people? Some of them may want jobs and maybe just need a better start. They need a fresh start. They need to get through the job process. We can actually get them into jobs. Some people may have mental health issues. We need to get them taken care of. Some people may have drug addiction issues. I mean, a lot of them do. We need to get them taken care of. Some people may just literally want to be on the streets, but we have to figure out, we have to inventory them to see what exactly is going on. Just like the illegal immigrants coming through the border, we don't know what we don't know. If we don't deal with it, process people, and see what the reality is, we're never going to handle the situation. We also have to figure out, the discrepancy between the affordable housing and the inaffordable housing. You know, San Francisco has the highest rate of housing in almost all of America. The actual homes are so expensive, and a lot of the reason why people are homeless is because they simply can't afford the very high housing in San Francisco. And like I said before, there is essentially a cartel that limits the housing supply, and it raises the value of their mansions, and it allows this elite, the elite, to actually profit from the homeless that are forced to sleep on the sidewalks. So we have to actually dismantle this cartel. We have to figure out these zoning laws that make it almost impossible to build more houses, or it takes at least 5 years to build more homes and apartments that are affordable. And we actually have to get things done. They're not doing anything. Everything has stayed the same. And it's time to actually take measures to deal with this problem head on.
Much of those are problems that come out of Sacramento. They're not created by the federal bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. What impact can a congressperson have on Sacramento?
Well, I guess I'll go in there and see, but I think we do actually have to talk to the president. We have to work alongside with him and see what actual regulatory roadblocks to housing construction that we can actually work with. Where can we put the money that is being spent and into the homeless, into an actual productive place where we can move things around and actually get more people off the streets and either into jobs or into housing or into drug addiction facilities. This is something that I really need to study and really need to explore.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that I'm hearing a lot about right now from moderate friends of mine, some of them are even left of center, is they are scared to death by what they're seeing happening to the left today. The Democratic Party is no longer the Democratic Party of JFK. We've talked about that for decades now. But it's no longer, never mind the party of JFK, it's no longer the party of Nancy Pelosi. When Nancy Pelosi, and I think Cody just said this during the break, our producer here, when she's the moderate Democrat, okay, Nancy Pelosi. What is happening to the Democratic Party? And if you, on day one, come into office, how do you address the squad and the leftist socialist direction they want to take America?
Wow, that's a big question. Number one, the Democrat Party is just pushing further and further to the left. In a way, it's a positive thing for some people, some rational-minded people, because they're actually becoming more conservative, and they're thinking, this is just way too radical and left for me. I no longer hold these values that the Democrat Party holds. So I can't really be a part of it anymore. So that's good for conservatives. But for the rest of the country, it's becoming very radical. And like I said before, there's several other Democrats that are running up against Nancy Pelosi in the 12th district, and they're extremely radical, and they're accusing of Nancy of not being radical left enough. So it's really turning into full out communism, and it's killing the America that we know and love. And this Justice Democrats, which I'm sure you know, is helping with AOC and some of these other very far leftists. They want them in office, and they are determined to have many, many more of these AOC types in office, which is really, really scary. Now, for me, I'm committed to partnering with the president to enact his America First agenda. And I would have no problem standing up to the squad if elected into Congress. I would have no problem siding and standing by our president and making sure that his agenda gets pushed through.
Gotcha.
Because he needs a defender. He needs a defender in office. He just needs people that are going to side with him and not be soft and not cave to the left and not call for his impeachment and not call for, the breakup of the NRA.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs strong conservatives in office. And,
I want to make sure before the next break, Deanna, you tell everybody where they can find you online and they can support your candidacy again.
Yes, go to DeannaForCongress.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-A for Congress.com. Check out my full platform, the policies, and more about me.
All right.
On my website.
Will you stick through the break? Because I want to talk to you about this war on men that we've been seeing all across our culture over the past several years. You and I have talked about it before, and I want to get some updates from you. Are you good to go for another 10 minutes after the break?
That sounds good.
Perfect.
Yes, that sounds great.
All right. Fantastic. And, folks, listen, I'm just going to implore everybody that is in with earshot of this right now, check out Deanna's website. Check out her candidacy. You know what? Donald Trump won. Nobody expected him to. And we're going to see a lot of surprises, I think, in 2020 as well, because people are woken up and they are scared to death of what they are currently seeing coming out of the mouths of the left in this country. It is just incredible. This is no longer the country that I moved to when I moved here from England. We'll be back here after the break with Deanna Lorraine, Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Snap out of it! Come on! The Democratic Party wants to take your rights in every area of your life now. Snap out of it, America! Come on, wake up! It's incredible. You see that debate last week, and you're just shaking your head with how far left these folks have gone. And we're talking with Deanna Lorraine, who wants to take the country back by defeating Nancy Pelosi in Congressional District 12 in the great state of California, or maybe some people would consider the former great state of California. Deanna, okay, so before I get into one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you tonight, and that is about the war on men and toxic masculinity, blah, 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 I just want to get one question for you, and that is this. California, and we're seeing this in other states as well, is severely being impacted by illegal. I have to say it three times, folks, because there is a difference. Illegal immigration. Talk about as a congresswoman representing the 12th congressional district in California, how would you address what California has done with sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and essentially an open borders policy?
Yeah, it's disgusting. This could have been fixed many years ago. It could have been easy to fix, but Nancy and her class of cohorts, they think it's to their advantage to leave it broken. So it remains broken, of course. And it's been broken so long that we have ceased to be a sovereign nation. Is it not a surprise that no sovereign nation can remain sovereign absent secure borders? And a country that can't control its borders can't control its destiny. This is so easy, and they just don't get it. We need to have a merit-based immigration system. We need to have a common-sense border security and immigration policy. I do believe in the wall. I've been to the wall. I've been to the wall in El Paso. I don't know if you've been there, but this is instrumental in stopping drug trafficking, child trafficking, illegal immigrants, mules coming through. If you talk to any of the locals there, they will attest to the fact that a wall works, yeah. A border works. You know, I believe that it's cut off about 19 different drug trafficking trails going through just with a mile of wall. Imagine what the rest of the wall can do. So I am in support of the wall. I am in support of ICE. We need to get people who commit crimes that are illegal out of the country immediately and not have this catch and release, not have this chain migration. We need a merit-based system because we need to be able as Americans to control our destiny. And we just can't control our destiny if we don't know who the hell is coming in our country and what they're doing in the country. How many more Kate Steinleys are we going to have? And I think it's just despicable that Nancy Pelosi wants to disarm American citizens and yet keep those that are armed and violent, that are illegal immigrants, into the country. She calls it a sanctuary city. She calls San Francisco a sanctuary city. But it is. How is it a sanctuary to the actual Americans that live there? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think, and I want to shift issues here in just a moment, but if you're talking about, you have to talk about it from a national security standpoint. And MS-13, yeah, it is not all Latinos. It is not all Salvadorans.
No.
It's not all Hondurans. It's not all Guatemalans. It's not all Mexicans. Nobody has ever said that. But there is a certain segment, MS-13 specifically, as you just referred to, Kate Steinle's family, and all of the other angel moms that are out there that are seeing their children being murdered by illegal immigrants, where there is zero ramifications and something needs to be done. So we do need a strong hand on that. Okay, I want to shift target with you right now. Okay. Have had you on the show. I've had you on my show, Whiskey Politics. I know that you've come on other shows and you've talked about this. You've written a book about this, and that is this ongoing, seemingly incessant war against men, and they refer to toxic masculinity, and we're seeing it impede our culture. We're seeing it in our movies and Star Wars and what was the Captain Marvel and all of these different things where essentially that any man that shows any level of strength or masculinity is now considered toxic. Talk to me a little bit about, because we've had you on the show and talked about this, but is it abating or is it seemingly getting worse from our cultural elites?
It's definitely getting worse from our cultural elites. You know, part of, communism is weakening men, all right? That's a big part of it. It's broken and fatherless homes, okay, are directly created by the left because of a strategy is to replace the family with the government. The other part of the strategy is removing God and morals from our culture, pushing radical feminism, weaponizing women to destroy men. And then a big part of that is demonizing men because, the left knows that men are powerful. In a good way, they could be used for good and they could be used for evil. And when men are properly empowered, when they have a purpose in life and they're set up to succeed in life, they can do so many great things for the country. They have been the backbone of our country. But when they're weakened and when they're disempowered like they are now, they either turn apathetic and don't care anymore, don't care about others around them or contributing to the community, or they become very angry. And either way, they become a drain on the country instead of an asset. And what we're seeing right now, with decades of this disempowering, demonizing men, we see the results right now. It should come as no surprise that almost all of the mass shooters in the last decade have been boys who come from fatherless homes, who don't know what it really is like to be a man, who felt that they were mistreated as men in the system, that feel this demonizing of men and males in the system. So they act out. And I'm not saying that it's okay, but we have to look at the reality of the situation. this is what we're seeing. We're seeing guys that are either shooting up schools or people. We're seeing guys who do not want to get married or have families of their own, so that they perpetuate this cycle of disempowered men. We see 80% of suicides are from males. We see most of the drug abuse is coming from males. The criminal system has way more males than females. We have to look at this problem. And it's so obvious that it comes from this disempowering, this demonizing of men, and this constant glorifying of women.
Deanna, where does this come from? Because I know that we all see that this is seeping out of our institutions, right? Whether it's academia and colleges, or now it's our corporations, or it's our media, Hollywood and television. But where did this stem from originally? Because I grew up, and not to age myself, but we didn't have mass shootings every month or every year. I mean, it was there was 20 years between massive, you know, shootings like this.
Yeah.
So how did this happen?
Right. We've always had guns. Right, we've always had the Second Amendment, but only very recently we've had these kind of mass shootings. So it happened with this radical feminism that began in the 1960s. And feminists, at their core, you can read a whole lot of literature, and they literally say that part of their MO is to break up the family and to weaken men, because they feel like it's a zero-sum game and they need to succeed. But in order for them to succeed, they need to push down men. Obviously, we know that that actually doesn't work in a society. But a lot of this Marxist feminism that was really pushed starting in the 1960s to break up the family, to break up the relationship between men and women, and to disempower men, because it all stems from the left, right? The left want power and control. And the only way that they can really get power and control is to have the people dependent on them, to have them weakened and dependent on them. When people have strong families, then they're dependent on their families. They get their values from their families. They get their strength from their families. They don't need the government. And strong men create strong families. Weakened men don't create families, or that they create broken families. So all of it is really agenda to break up the family unit, to have socialism engulf our country, and to get the left dominating and control. It's really the exact opposite of what our founding fathers designed for America.
Yeah, got a couple of minutes. America. Yeah, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of minutes left here, and I just want to leave this particular issue on this, and that is that you know, in the 1960s, the 1950s, we had in the inner city, I think 75% of the homes had both nuclear, you know, both family parents.
Yes.
They had right, and then you had the Great Society. You're referring to government control taking over, this idea that they're going to control things. And 50 years later, you know, the single families is something like 80%. It's like 79-80%. It's really, really, really scary what they've done. And, I don't think that this is something that can be changed back in a generation. But let's get back to real quickly here. Talk a little bit about the campaign again. Where can folks find you? Where can you? You're going to be all over. We've got a minute left here. You're going to be at the rally.
Sure.
Where can folks see you?
Trump 2020 rally. Absolutely. Go to DeannaForCongress.com and Deanna4 with the number 4 Congress on my Twitter. I post and tweet a lot. Follow me on my campaign trail. I want to make America great again. I want to make families great again. I want to make values great again. You can see what my plan is to restore the American family unit, what my plan is to restore national security and restore the values that made our country so great. It starts with the District of San Francisco, and let's make sure that the rest of America does not turn into San Francisco.
Deanna Lorraine, District 12, Trump 2020 tour. I will see you in Burbank, California on September the 28th at 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Media Center. You can come and meet Deanna and some incredible other candidates that are running to take back the House in 2020. It can be done, folks. So folks like Deanna need your support. You're listening to this all across the country. Help her out. Nancy Pelosi can be beat. Thank you so much, Deanna. Greatly appreciate everything you're doing. And folks, I'll be back after the break on Top of the Hour with another whole hour here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.